Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. It hasn't been real for all this time, and it's not getting real today. Oh, and forgive me if my voice sounds a little rough around the thorax. Let's just say recently I had to answer a never-ending series of inane questions, and I am still recovering. IYKYK. Is that how you say that? Anyway, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 9 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Wanderlost, in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Usidore the Blue.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiangyalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names, names of such great power and portent, that, oh, if I did e'er utter them aloud, most assuredly, you would bleed from your eyes, and then your eyes would bleed from their pupils, and then your blood would also have eyes.
Yeah, and all that stuff. John, I'm sorry. Usidore has been complaining lately that I keep forgetting to introduce him, so I thought I'd
No, I got a lot of the complaints as well. Yeah, written, vocal, mental. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of, wake up in the middle of the night screaming because he's sending me mental notes and stuff.
Oh, really?
You know what? You know what, you two? I think I'm good.
You're good for the whole episode?
I'll catch you next week.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, he just sort of backed into the wall and sort of... Oh. It's always weird when he sort of phases through a wall. Arnie, do you mind standing up real quick?
Do you really need me to?
If you don't mind.
Okay, let me place my hands on the sides of my chair and push myself up.
You're the only person I know who describes how they stand. Okay.
Okay, keep my
And then
balance.
Arnie buddy, yes? Why don't you go ahead and have a seat?
Oh, thank God. I'll put my hands down just to balance myself as I lower myself back into my chair. Yes?
Arnie, with all the wizard stuff going on and the animal wars, your wizard and I wanted to have a little chat with you. We've put this off for way too long, but now that, things are getting as bad as ever, it's time we had the talk.
Is it time for the talk?
Yeah, it's time for the talk.
Okay, let me just walk up to the chair here.
Guys, before you start, I mostly know how sex works.
Okay, you describe it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, it's sort of like being in a hot tub, and you get tickled like crazy.
Huh, rips up this index card. There goes that metaphor.
I gotta say, I don't feel good about that I described it that way, but that's just what came to mind.
Okay, no, Arnie, it seems like you basically have it. Do you know why we have the deed? Why we do the deed?
Intercourse.
I mean, I'm sure there are lots of reasons.
Okay, rips up this note card.
Chunt, how many reasons are there?
I was hoping Arnie would say a bunch.
I mean, pleasure is one, and it must be.
Yeah, that's
enough.
One. For sure, that's
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah. That's
one
of the
big ones.
What are the other ones?
And what else?
Procreation. Hold on. Guys, do you not know how... That? You guys don't know this
Come
stuff.
Come on,
shit.
We know.
We're tricking me
giving
you the talk.
No,
If we're tricking you, why don't you keep explaining it?
Right, idiot.
What goes where? Why don't you get into what goes where?
Well, a lot of things can go a lot of places. That's the thing. I mean, I could give you a simplistic view of it. Like, you know.
And when you say procreation, you mean like summoning a demon?
In a way.
Like a golem?
In a way. Hey, guy, I'm so sorry. I don't want to get Look, if you need to have this talk, I can get a book or something that I can just leave around the tavern.
I need to have sex, Arnie. I need to have sex so bad I've forgotten how it's done. That's the issue.
I know how that goes. But let's put a pin in this, and that's a metaphor. But also, we'll get back to this. But I think, am I crazy?
Yes.
Does anyone else?
Did you hear a little squeak?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, what's up, big guy? Hey.
Whoa.
Climbing up the stool, sitting on my stool.
Look, everyone. Oh.
Be this careful. Squirrel looks very familiar.
Yes. I've seen this squirrel somewhere before.
I have a name.
Oh.
It's Fluff the Squirrel.
How the fuck did you know that?
What?
Whoa.
We've met before. Fluff,
does not ring a bell.
Okay. Don't stab him. He's got a little knife to his neck. Don't stab him, please.
Wait.
That was also quite a 1-2 punch of I have a name and then being pissed off that we know the name.
I didn't like that you knew it. I wanted you to ask.
Oh, sorry, Fred. What's your name?
Seems condescending now, but I'll play ball. Fluff the Squirrel. Sorry I came in a little hot. I've been kind of on edge with the animal war.
Yeah, the
animal war. We were just talking about
that.
The
sky versus the sea.
Water, sea.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like you would be pretty clearly on the side of the land animals. I don't want to be presumptuous.
I don't like to get too political.
Sure.
Some, you know, as a squirrel, we worship the sea, but are scared of it, and we worship the sun and the moon. And so, you know, sky versus land versus sea, it's complicated for old Fluffer.
That's true.
That is tough. Yeah, your god, you worship things in the sky.
I've wanted to fight God for a long time, but this just feels, it just is confusing. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if I had to put my money on anyone in Foon to beat God, it would be Fluff the Squirrel.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm terrified.
And we are just meeting for the first time, and you're saying that.
Okay, sure.
I mean, just to be clear, we didn't once meet you around the holidays, and we discovered you had a lot of bones in your house, and you kind of tried to kill us.
I do have a lot of bones in my house and try to kill a lot of people, but I don't know. You guys? Doubt it. Mm-hmm.
To be fair, it was around the holidays. You know, it's a tough time for anybody.
Okay, yeah, it is drunk. A tough time. I was drunk when I didn't meet you.
We didn't say what year.
You didn't even say what holidays. I just, I'm going to say yes. Blanket yes.
Might have been not miss.
Me too. I'll just put a blanket yes out for that.
Sure.
Arbor Day.
Arbor Day and Harbor Day.
And Barber Day. You wear a real nice jacket. Celebrate. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So do you prefer Barber Day or Babar Day?
Ooh, that's a good question. Depends on how long it's been since my last haircut.
Yeah.
Oh, do you watch that show on Scrying? What is it called? Barber Rescue?
Oh, yeah.
Where there's a big squirrel that'll go somewhere, and he'll be like, shave and a haircut for 2 bits? No, we're raising the prices.
In this economy, I know.
You know what? I can just sit down in front of the scrying pool and just sort of like let it kind of all wash over me. Just like let it stream, kind of like, binge, just watch back-to-back barber rescues. I'll get lost for hours.
I'll watch a barber rescue I've seen before. It's the only way I can get to sleep.
Sure.
Oh yeah, the comfort.
Mm-hmm.
But then do you ever accidentally fall asleep in the liquid that you're scrying in?
Or yeah. And I wake up a few decades in the future, I have to find my way back. Classic stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't have a lot of trouble getting back in time if you need to.
Oh, it's a lot of trouble, but I do it.
Okay, well, that's great.
It hurts. It takes a lot out of me. Yeah.
So from our perspective, it's been about 3 or 4 years since we've seen you. From your perspective, how many years has it been since we saw you?
Again, not recognizing you at all. But I think the last time I tried to kill someone around the holidays, about 37 years.
Cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is tough, because also, we don't know what squirrel years are.
They're just
sure we do.
Arnie, what are you talking about?
I don't know. Like, what's a squirrel year?
Okay. Wow. Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Just like a year.
Oh.
Just a year. I mean, why would squirrels have an entirely different calendar?
Yeah. Do squirrels on Earth have a different calendar system?
Well, dogs do on Earth.
If you
dogs...
had another friend named Fluff, would you call me Squirrel Fluff? No. We could both just be Fluff, or you would call me, like, Hot Fluff.
Oh.
Like, you would cool be hot fluff? Well, unless you got a real smoke show of a friend named Fluff, yeah.
I mean,
for a squirrel, solid 8.5.
Look, you look great. I'm not going to say you don't. But if I had a friend named Fluff, they would be at least as hot as you. I have a certain standard in my friends.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Fluff, if I may, you are a... I'm going to say you're an Ocean 6, a Forest 10, and a Sky 9.
I would say he's an Ocean's 11.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. The sexiest creature in the whole sea. Or an octopus and another octopus that got in a bad accident. Or a small school of fish.
So what you're saying is...
Don't cut them off.
One row of shark's teeth.
Mmm.
That's all. For it.
Okay.
So you haven't picked a side yet because you're torn. You are, of course, of the land, but you admire the sky and the sun and the moon there. You fear the water, but you covet it.
I don't want any shit with the sea.
No. Yeah. No. I mean, they really started it, to be fair. Kind of all their ancient deep sea creatures are sick of our shit. And then we unfortunately dropped a couple moles in there that might have been a catalyst.
Oh boy.
So it might be on us.
Look, there's never a good side to any war. Like, there's never a fully innocent side to any war.
Wow.
I try not to take sides. I think they're all good.
Yeah, I see you're wearing a button that's both brown, blue, and white.
Yeah, I just think those kind of neutral basics go well together.
Huh. Yeah, a lot of animals are wearing just one of them.
But also, I think all the sides should win.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very interesting point of view, because all the sides can win.
That's right.
They choose to come together.
Oh, no.
And decide what is mute. No?
I mean, yeah, that's one way. Sure.
Yeah. That's kind of some Star Trek bullshit. But yeah, what?
They could also all destroy each other.
Mm.
And I'd be for that, too.
Okay.
So you want, like, an across-the-board animal apocalypse, where, like, all the sides decimate all the other sides.
Yeah. That's... I hadn't used the words animal apocalypse, but now that you say it, that's what I'm picturing.
I kind of imagine that would be a huge bone get for you.
Yeah.
Big bone get. You know, in my apartment, under the tree, big hole that I dug out.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of bone furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Bird furniture.
This would be big. Business would be booming, and business is bones.
What's funny, because we had a bone mage on a few weeks ago.
Bone mage.
Who just seems to also collect bones. I think you'd be great friends.
I would love a friend.
People keep talking about bones lately. Are we entering a bone age?
Let's take a quick break.
Chunt, I was sure you were going to say sylph back when you were saying the things about fluff.
A squirrel I'd like to French?
Yes, exactly.
What does that mean exactly?
French kissing?
Yeah.
You've never heard of French kissing?
Well, on my world, there's something called French kissing, and I definitely know how it works.
Here it means when you kiss, and then you take a break from kissing for the whole summer.
Yeah, Arnie, French is a combination of frosty and wench. And a lot of frosty wenches, they like to play little games or a little standoffish. So they'll kiss you. Mm-hmm. And then tee-hee, tee-hee, back away, like give a little wave, and then they'll disappear for a year.
See you in autumn.
Mm-hmm.
Playing hard to French. Or French to get.
That's why I don't like putting French dressing on my salad. Because you put a little bit on, and then like a year later, you get to eat the salad.
Mm. Yeah, and Arnie, French dressing, so frosty wenches, they'll wear like a frock, use like a leather boots, sure. Maybe a corset, sort of a...
You're getting a dreamy look in your eyes. You're describing what these wenches are wearing.
I'm so hungry for sex.
Is that a thing you can do, Ani? Be hungry for it?
Not to the point the wizards think you can, but sure.
Okay.
Fluff, I'm sorry. These two, don't know or have forgotten how sex works.
Well, that's unlike me, because I know a lot about how sex works, and I don't even need anyone to tell me how it works.
Okay.
Fluff gets it.
Got a little shirt on that says, sure likes the bone.
I mean, you are a very hot squirrel, as we've already established. I assume your dating life is pretty active. Is there anyone you're seeing regularly now?
Seeing a lot of folks regularly.
Okay. Yeah, playing the field, that's fine.
Love the field, playing the field, playing the trees, playing the mountains.
Oh, wow. And the mountains.
All right.
Playing the flute. Mm-hmm. Plays it all. Fluff gets it.
What's better for dating? The field, the trees, or the mountains?
Again, I don't like to get too political. It's all good when you got this kind of six pack. I got a little six pack of.
Yeah, that's
right. Small size beers. I brought my own to the tavern.
Adorable little beers.
Like I own this tavern actually. We kind of frown on you bringing your own beer in.
I've been doing that for a long time.
Huh. Oh, well, we can get you a beer here. Would you like just, we're having these mugs of ale. Would you like a mug of ale?
Yeah, give me a big person-sized mug of ale. It's been...
I mean, you could get all the way inside this thing.
And I might at the end of the night.
Okay,
you know,
well.
buy me dinner first.
very well. I'll be back with another round of ale.
Way back through the wall again.
Where's he getting those beers from?
I don't know. He's going through the wall. The bar is literally right over there. I don't know why he's going through the wall.
I know where he's getting the beer.
If we're just bringing in outside beers, I could just drink the outside beers I have already. Yeah.
Well, he is and he isn't. See, maybe 3 years ago, Usador, he was kicking rocks, and this rock genie came out and he said, I will allow for each of your fingers to dispense one liquid. And so Usador got to pick what liquid came out of each of his fingers, and he chose ale for all 10.
All 10?
Which I think is pretty dumb.
All 10?
Yeah. He is real. Wow, leaving money on the table, not having a pinky full of eggnog.
Okay, here's everyone's beers. Enjoy. Drink them up.
It didn't taste like finger at all.
Oh, Chunt!
What?
Did you tell my secret?
No. Yes. Sorry.
But wait, is this one of those kind of genie wishes where if enough people know about it, it goes away?
I don't think that's a thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Well, hold on now. Try all 10 of your fingers, see if they still work.
Yeah,
maybe, okay.
Maybe because I found out one of your fingers doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one's good. Mm-hmm. Well, you seem fine to me. I mean...
you're right. Arnie's thing wasn't a thing.
Yeah, I guess.
And you snore, do you... how do I phrase this? Do you clean the taps?
Oh, you gotta clean the taps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tap.
Well, we just ran to the top of Usador's hat.
That's a high fluff, I call that. Wow, you just run up on someone's hat, you do a little jig.
Arnie, we just met someone else who announces how they sit. He ran up and sat on top, and he sat up top. Okay.
Back down, on the stool.
There we go.
Crisscross applesauce, back two legs, front two legs. Drumming,
you know,
on the bar.
Fluff, Chunt is in a similar predicament as you. As a shapeshifter, he has no particular allegiance to any one group of animals. He could be a flying animal one day, a burrowing animal the next, and then a slippery swimming eel the next. So you two have a lot in common, actually. I imagine you're both quite flummoxed by the turn of events that have come around here.
You can just stop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's been pretty difficult because, Fluff, I don't know about you, but I've been getting a lot of correspondence as of late, and everyone's sort of vying for me to join their side, and it's been pretty tough. Us shapeshifters are in a tough, tight spot. How about you?
Oh, yeah, people are always inviting me to things, too. People are always like, Fluff, want you to come to my party? Fluff, come to the mountains. Have sex in me. It's so, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Come to the mountains, have sex in me?
Should be reversed,
yeah,
right?
It's like a common note, like a common regular note that you'd find
that down.
Sure. In the mail. Mm-hmm. If you're like a hot squirrel, cool, that people like.
Yeah, do you have any of those invites on you?
I left my mail at home.
Oh.
That's pretty normal. I think that's okay.
We'll let you go on that one.
I'm sorry. Usually I open my mail at the bar because
really?
I like everybody to see. Yeah. Huh. I'll be like, Bill. That's when my friend Bill sends me a letter.
Yeah.
Asking for money monthly.
What a bum.
That guy has got to get a job. I guess he does have a job providing me electricity.
Well, that's nice of him.
Yeah, it helps the mood and the.
Oh, so you're talking about electricity, Bill. I know a Bill who's made of water.
I call him Handsome Bill because I have another friend, Bill, and I don't. Bill, who does electricity doesn't like to be defined by his work.
Okay, well that makes sense.
Now hold on.
He prefers to be defined by how handsome he is.
As we all do.
I'm sorry. Here, I have to interject. I've been providing power to Arnie's laptop for nearly a decade. by casting the spell Minuscule Lightning. But now, am I to understand that this bill is collecting money for this service? Should I be charging Ani money for this?
No. Well, when a bill charges you, it's like, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But a Usador charging you? That seems a little weird.
Okay, plus, well, you gotta send him a letter like every month.
Mm-hmm. That seems like a lot of work.
A lot of work.
Yeah. All right, you're off the hook, Arnie.
Oh, thank God. Arnie, speaking of, it's time to pay the gas bill.
Oops, sorry about that. That was actually me.
Oh, sorry, time to pay the gas, Fluff.
That is a hot bill. Whoa.
It happens when I drink beer. Especially a person-sized beer.
Yeah, how's that big beer?
Oh, mostly gone. I'm thinking about getting inside it while there's still a little bit sloshing. A little hot tub.
Oh, speaking of all these bills, Usador, I forgot to tell you, I was out hiking the other day, and I got you a schoolhouse rock. I know how much you love rocks. Here you go.
I love rocks. This one does look like a schoolhouse. It seems very educational.
Oh, I didn't know you were such a fan of rock.
Oh, I love rocks, and I love birds, and I love squirrels.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did feel a little tacked on.
Well, no. I famously was brought into this world by a conspiracy of birds and rain and wind and fire and squirrels and rabbits and all sorts of creatures of the forest who insisted that there be a champion to protect Olafoon from the forces of evil. So you're in that list, I'd say, 83% of the time? Yeah.
I was right in the middle.
Yeah.
Safe place to be. I felt very encircled.
Yes, like a warm blanket around you. Yes.
Enveloped, yeah.
Enveloped, that's the word.
Yeah, the thing you send money to bills in. Enveloped.
That's right.
Envelope.
Handsome bill. Envelope. Tall bill, that's who I pay for my water.
Oh, tall bill.
Mm-hmm. And then weird bill, that's who I pay for the gas.
Yeah, weird bill.
He and I aren't that close, so I call him weird bill.
Yeah.
He's weird.
Do you know duck bill?
Oh, yeah, the platypus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the weirdest. He's weirder than Weird Bill, in my opinion.
He is a stone cold freak, I'll tell you what.
I'd say he's like, for a platypus, I'd say he's like a six. He's not a particularly hot platypus.
No. He's fun, though. You ever get him drunk, watch him lay an egg?
Yeah, I have done that.
He can do it on command. It's insane. Also, I was saying how bad shapeshifters have it. Ugh, platypuses, they got it rough during the animal war.
They're doing all their shapes at once.
Yeah.
Freaky.
Oh, freaky, freaky.
Who are they fighting for?
Can they fly? Yeah, are they, is it a sea or land thing, or is the sky involved in that mix
all three,
as well?
Arnie, all three. Mm. When you throw a platypus, technically they are flying for a little bit.
Yeah, we all knew that platypuses could fly, right?
Yeah. Well, if you throw them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You know what just occurred to me? With this war and so many disenfranchised animals who can't pick a side, who don't want to pick a side... And then, of course, other animals that are being hurt or worse, killed. And the families they leave behind, we should start an animal orphanage.
Aww.
Arnie, I want you to open an animal orphanage here in the town.
What?
Yeah.
Why me?
In the arms of an angel.
Your contributions could make all the difference in the world for these special little animals who don't have anywhere to go. Look at this one, standing out in the cold as the rain comes down behind a fence.
So cold.
Aw, poor guy.
Ani, don't you want to contribute today to make sure that this animal has a future?
I'm not going to give money just because a squirrel is pouring beer on his head.
Arnie, what the fuck?
Come on, have a heart.
You think I'd pour all this beer in my head for nothing?
Look how poor he is. Look how poor the beer is.
And
really
sticky.
Thought that was going to work.
Fluff, just can I cut the shit a little bit? How are you doing? Okay, last time we saw you, you know, you hadn't heard from your grandchildren in a long time. You seem kind of lonely. You're out and about now, so that's good. I guess I just wanted to check in. How are you doing?
How's Fluff doing?
Yeah.
No one ever asks how Fluff's doing. Normally, people are like, "Fluff, get off my mountaintop," or
yeah.
Fluff,
stop
go
coming
back
inside
to your,
my mountain. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. They get that a lot. Fluff, go back to that hole you dug under the tree. Mm-hmm. That really undermines the structural integrity of the tree.
Yeah.
It's been rough. I mean, the animal war has been one thing. I heard they were going to cancel Blue Bloods from the scrying pool. That's about...
No! Yeah. Are you serious?
It's about a bunch of reptiles with blue blood and...
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, just when they sit on the hot rocks, it is so
It's soothing.
Yeah, I don't... Look, see, I don't watch that BS.
What do? You read scrolls?
I do read scrolls, but I scry. Look, I'm not saying I don't own a scrying pool. I do. But I'm just saying I'm a little more choosy. I prefer prestige scrying.
Ugh.
Okay.
Like what, Arnie?
Usually limited series, like, so it'll go on forever for, like, 9 years or something like that. That's ridiculous. Like, I like a good 6 installments of a scry, and then maybe if it's great, they'll bring it back in an anthology way.
All right. What's the best thing you've seen at a scrying pool, then? Convince us.
Ripley? It's where the scrying just kind of ripples on the top. There's just something about it.
It's beautiful.
I believe it. I believe it not.
You wait.
Oh, believe it.
Hold on, Ripley, or you don't believe it not.
I believe not Ripley. I don't believe.
Okay.
That Ripley is that good.
Mm-hmm.
Overrated.
That's your right, Fluff. That's your right. Mm-hmm. Arnie, you're telling me about something else you're watching. It was called Hilt and Catch Fire. The guy put his sword away and caught on fire.
Yeah.
How does that stretch for 6 seasons?
I gotta be honest, it starts just okay, but once he catches fire, it's great.
I thought you were just watching reruns of Dream On.
You sort, that's just between, I don't want people knowing that I'm watching Dream On. For the boobs, to be clear, for the boobs.
We knew.
Like sex boobs.
The sex boobs, yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
I'm so hungry.
Let me write that down, sex boobs.
It's just been a bad time for old Fluff.
Oh.
Yeah. Is there anything that we could do to help? And is there something you need to kind of get you going?
Ooh, maybe.
I don't know why I said it like that.
No, that was the right. That was perfect. I do need something to get me going.
Uh-huh. I know when I'm bummed, what helps is like trashy scrying. So like if we could watch like Coitus Peninsula or like just something really really trashy.
I've been pitching a scry called Splash Mountain.
No,
okay.
Yes. Oh, adjacent to your interest.
Kind of coming
up. We have an easel. We've been sort of pitching some stuff about the Wizard War. Do you want to share your pitch about Splash Mountain?
I would love that.
Oh, why don't we take a quick break and then we'll just get into these pitches.
All right. Before you start your pitch, do you need any water or anything?
I mean, yeah, it's called Splash Mountain.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's going to need water and a mount. Usador, would you mind magicking Fluff like a suit so that we take him more seriously?
Oh, sure. Fluff, would you
were
mind?
Were you not taking me seriously before?
No, it's just, no, I am. It's just you had a t-shirt on that said I like the bone, but...
Yeah, it's a serious t-shirt that conveys a serious opinion.
It's pretty serious when you consider the fact that Fluff's probably a serial killer that has a lot of bones.
Ooh, a skull just fell out of his pant legs, which is weird because his pants are skin tight.
That's right. You think you would notice if I got a bone in there.
Electron card.
Ooh.
That's a nice suit.
That's a hot squirrel. Look at that hot Fluff. Oh,
wow. Thank you.
Oh, fuck. His fur is all slicked back?
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people can pull off a green suit, but you're doing it.
I feel like Gordon Gekko, the famous business lizard.
I love that Gekko.
Oh, yeah, you hate him.
Oh.
He's always undermining me for deals.
Well, I didn't know that. Now I hate him, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys are my best, only friends.
Oh, good. Good. Arnie Chud were his friends. That means he won't kill us for our bones.
Oh, good.
We'd love to see this picture.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. With a land... meets the sky, and the sea falls from the sky.
And Fluff, you're behind the easel. Do you want to...
Nope. Just...
Chud, let him do it.
Look at my legs.
No, maybe this is part of it.
Yeah, this is part of it. Thank you. It's part
the
of it.
Easel's a mountain. I see.
Sorry, and I'm so sorry, Fluff. Do you want to start back at the beginning, since we interrupted you?
Yeah. Okay.
Don't be dumb. I interrupted
I'll tell you what. I'm word perfect on this thing, so it's going to be exactly the same. Where the land is the sea, and the sky cries like rain.
Mm-hmm.
Splash Mountain. It's wet. It's sensuous.
Mm.
Ooh,
it's where the action is. Pouring glass of water overhead. Perching on the top of the easel, letting the water trickle down the easel.
He is getting our easel wet, but we'll let that pass.
Oh, like you can't towel off an easel. That was it.
Okay.
I wanted it like it's for a scrying series, but I wanted to have kind of the mystique of like a perfume commercial.
I thought it was terrific. I thought it was really powerful. I think you should be really proud of what you've brought here today.
Mm-hmm.
Quick note if you're open to it.
I am not, but go on.
Okay. Would you consider adding any characters or storyline?
Hard no.
Hard no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Splash Mountain, not Splash People.
Fair enough.
It's about the drama of river versus mountain.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what. I know whenever you pitch one of these scries, people want to know where are you in season 18, season 42. By the time we hit season 16 million, Canyon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I love that. Here's the thing. If you're open to notes.
I'm not, but I would love to hear yours.
That pitch was perfect. 10 out of 10.
Great.
Truly flawless. Would you consider a moist hill?
Oh.
Do we need a Splash Mountain?
That's interesting.
Today's zeitgeist.
Now, I'm trying to hear the note behind the note here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm hearing is that you like the moisture, but the mountain you feel might be too big to be relatable. I think a lot of people, what they want to see in their scries is something aspirational. Mm-hmm. So I'm only as big as a squirrel, and maybe like a pretty big squirrel, but I wish, like when I look at a mountain, I'm like, I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah. Look, Fluff, I love it. I love everything about it. I don't want to change anything about it. Mm-hmm. But have you considered dry plain?
Okay, first of all, I love the way you didn't ask if I wanted to be here or no. You just shot from the hip.
Better to ask forgiveness.
And I do not forgive you, but I like dry plain. I think there's something to a total lack of moisture that's almost the wettest thing you can have.
Ooh, yeah, interesting. Okay.
Interesting.
More like dry hole.
You lost
us. We'll edit that out.
No, I'm into it.
Now, Fluff, I definitely heard during your pitch, and I am not word perfect, so forgive me if I botch
this.
That's
all right.
I think you said where the land meets the sea and where the air hits the land.
Sounds like me.
It sounds like you've really covered all three sort of factions of the current war.
I don't like to get political.
Sure, of course.
It is kind of a three-quadrant thing then, you know.
It is.
I
think sea, sky, land, right? Mountains, water, air. We're hitting all three quadrants.
Now, instead of a sort of a Splash Mountain, what if we had like a princess, maybe a princess from the south, and she's fun and we all like her. Maybe we get some amphibians in the mix because amphibians both live on land and the water. Could that replace a Splash Mountain? If you're open to it.
Yeah. I think we could get some amphibians. Now, are there any amphibians that fly? Because, again, we want to hit all three quadrants. Is there a frog that's like, whoosh, you know, they make themselves real flat and big and they...
If
you throw them, they fly.
Okay.
I guess newts when you throw them, they fly. Salamanders when you throw them, they fly. Mm. Toads and frogs when you throw them, they fly.
Okay.
What about sky sharks?
Can't throw a sky shark. That's ridiculous.
You have to wrestle them out of the air into the water.
Yeah.
That's why they call them sky sharks.
Yeah.
And they got to keep flying or else they die. And then they fall right the fuck to earth.
You have to imagine, and this might be part of the war, you have to imagine that sky sharks are a little angry at sharks because they're not water sharks.
Yeah.
And they're not street sharks.
Like, why did we get named after... Yeah, like, why street sharks probably feel the same way? Why did they get the extra adjective?
Right. You'd think water sharks would be cool sharks, sky sharks would be hot sharks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And street sharks would have, like, I don't know, cut-off jeans.
Yeah.
You gotta. That's how you know they're tough. Cut-offs. Nothing says tough like cut-offs.
Yeah. You cut off your own shorts.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I don't care. I don't care about anything. I don't care if I live or die. I don't care if I got shorts or pants on.
Mm-hmm.
The skill it takes to use a blade while wearing pants and cut them into shorts and not nick an artery?
Yeah.
Come on.
And to have no forethought about it's going to be cold again later and that you can't reverse this process. You can't turn the shorts into pants.
In squirrel years, or as I call them years, I don't like to think about cold once it gets hot. I just wear my cutoffs and let the chips fall. The sky chips, let them fall to land. Do you know how I intimidate people? I pull up my cutoffs real tight and I go, "Want to know how I got these shorts?"
Huh. And what if they say yes?
Well, then I tell them. Oh. A knife. Or scissors.
You just got to be careful. You're pulling those shorts up pretty high. We can see your nuts.
Yeah, you seem crazy. We can understand.
Oh no, are they falling out of my pockets when I pull the shorts out?
Yeah, you're dropping nuts.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
And again, we know you have a pretty firm no outside food and drink policy.
Exactly.
Sorry about that.
Why did you turn those suit pants into shorts? You must have done that pretty
quick. Oh yeah, I love a cutoff suit because it's like business up top, beach party on the shins.
Mm-hmm. At least roll up your sleeves so we know you're fun.
Like full suit on top, cutoff suit on the bottom.
Well, it's perfect for a rune call. You know, if you're on a gym sort of call with someone, you just...
They're none the wiser.
None the wiser. Exactly. I'm still thinking about street sharks.
Arnie, have you met None the Wiser?
No.
She's a sister of the cloth, and she is the most learned sister in all the land.
And see, you call her the wiser, because that's a term of respect and appreciation.
Mm-hmm. So now None the Wiser, is she related... Is she the one with the brother Bud?
Yes, Budweiser. Sorry. You're not supposed to speak his name in all three segments at once. So let me break
Bud.
It up into Wise.
What was the last?
We fucked it up.
It was Bud.
Wise. Oh, come on, guys. One more time. If we do that one more time, he will appear.
Oh no! Is that with everybody? I've never said anyone's name more than two times.
Hold on, let me test it out. I'm pretty sure. Arnie. Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Look.
I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, it does work. Okay, Fluff, kick us off. Guys, don't fuck this up.
Bud. Ball.
Shunt.
Butterball.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Sorry, dude. We didn't mean to summon you.
Yeah.
That's all right. I gotta
We're
go.
Trying to
get out of here.
A different thing.
See why I didn't want to summon him? It's so awkward.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll go. You said get out of here.
No. I was talking to
Butterball.
Yeah, I don't want to say his name again, just in case. Sure.
People usually are saying that to me, so I just leave when I hear it, just in case.
No. We're glad to have you here today, Fluff.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh. Thank you.
And Fluff, I'm excited about Splash Mountain, although I keep hearing so much stuff about Centaur House, which is just a house where a bunch of centaurs like compete to see who can stay in the house the longest. I just like that kind of programming.
It sounds good. I mean, I think it's just what we want is just something watchable that people like to scry, right? People come home after a long day of harvesting or blacksmithery or wizardcraft. And they don't want to think too hard. They just want to watch a river over the course of eons turn a mountain to dust through erosion.
Sounds like the perfect sort of escapism to me.
That's right. It's exactly the kind of place that you would escape to after you killed a whole family of squirrels and made furniture from their bones.
What was that last part?
Exactly the kind of place you would want to escape to after you've murdered a family of squirrels and made furniture from their bones.
Huh. Didn't expect him to clear his throat and enunciate it even clearer.
Yeah. Got him, constables. Lock him up.
We got him. This has been a sting.
Sting.
Oh, yep. Scorpion cops.
Yep, scorpion cops
shoot.
Are here.
Oh, boy. This is tough because I just wanted you to think I was cool. That's why I wanted you to call me Cool Fluff or Hot Fluff.
Yeah.
Well, I've been watching a really exciting thing on the scrying pool called The Jinx. So this was our whole plan to get you the entire time.
You know, it's on me that I was saying this into the microphone during your podcast.
Yeah. Can I take off this wire? It is really wrapping itself around my neck.
Yeah.
I don't understand why I had to wear it, but it
is
so tight.
Yeah, that's true. We were recording it anyway.
It's not connected to anything.
Yeah. Well, Fluff, I'm sorry. You know, we, over the 9 years, we've had many murderers. Like, almost the vast majority of our guests have murdered at least someone.
Not
and
some
we
of
mostly
hosts.
Let them slide, but we decided with you we were going to operate a sting.
Well, fair's fair. You got old Fluff. It's been, in many ways, it feels good to not have to run anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Fluff's been running for so long, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam, not to get too political. And finally, I can rest these weary bones.
Oh, your bones are the bones of your victims?
Bones of my victims. I don't have to sit on them anymore.
That makes sense. That makes
my
sense.
Bone's pretty spry. I do a lot of Pilates.
For your bones?
Yeah.
Now, is that...
You should see how flexible these bones get.
That's not good.
Now, that is that a shortening good. Of a pile of lot of these?
Yeah, dude, that's it's like kind of squirrel slang for like a shit ton.
Yeah.
I do a lot of these. Yeah, I do a lot of these back bends and breakdance and hip hop classes.
Yeah.
Well, Fluff, before these scorpions drag you off to prison, do you mind if
I can walk.
Do you mind if we read an email? Do you want to be part of this? Scorpions, is it all right if he's here for the email portion of the show?
I know my rights, and I have the right to read an email before you walk me humanely to prison.
All right, so you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies is a real email address.
And
you
I will.
You can also join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and message us there.
And I won't.
And that's why we're sending you to prison.
I feel like a real street narc. Do you guys hear
here's
that?
Here's a recent email we got. I appreciate your recent episode with Reba McIntyre, but needed to address a couple of things that you got wrong. Oh, the corrections are always great. Number one, you dismissed the idea that a turtle could be related to a bird, but did not consider that they might be related by marriage.
Damn it.
I appreciate there was no malice in your comments, but it's important to remember that found family is still family.
The doctor's the boy's mother.
Well, it's an excellent point, well made. I can't deny it. I suppose we are being a little thoughtless in that one particular way. Well, I don't know why it didn't occur to us, of all people, that a bird could be married to a turtle.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, not in these times, I'll tell you that.
Oh, Fluff, you're not...
I'm not against it. It's just like, wow, I've been Thanksgiving. Yikes.
Yeah, well, whose eggs are whose?
Yep, that's right. And I mean, by Thanksgiving, I mean the festival where you thank the sky for the land, and you thank the land for the ocean, you thank the ocean for the sky.
Thanksgiving's going to get weird this year.
Yeah.
It's going to be freaky.
The email like continues. They corrected us on more things.
Oh.
Oh, good.
Number two.
That's an emailer after my own heart.
Number two. There was a moment where Chunt described a snake as poisonous. Not being from Foon, I may be misinterpreting things.
Arnie, is this going to be snakes are venomous?
Yes.
Because that's something
they
you told
They go on about it for a long, long time.
Now,
Arnie, that's something you told us before, and I assure you, in Foon, snakes are poisonous.
That's like the little rhyme, the little jingle I was taught when I was in squirrel school.
Oh.
That snake is poisonous. And then they do the sound of a rattlesnake. That's a rattlesnake. That's the poison.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Mm-hmm. If I were you, I'd take precautions.
And that was Shel Biv DeVoe, the turtle.
That's right.
His two bird wives.
They were a singing trio. They were all married
to birds. They were all married to birds.
Someone correct me on that. Someone correct me on Shel Biv DeVoe singing that song.
No, you got it. That was right.
Well, Scott from Chicago, if you have more corrections, please send them to us at magictavern@puppies.supplies or preferably join the Patreon and send us something there.
Or just flush them down the toilet.
Or don't. Don't correct us. We're fine either way.
We don't care.
It is funny in a magical world where anything and everything has and will happen. Then we get corrections.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of corrections.
Do you have any corrections for us?
Yeah, I've got a correction. You'll never take me alive, coppers.
What? Oh.
Whoa. Where did he go? He just bit the head off.
Suckers!
He bit the head off that scorpion.
I bit the head off that scorpion. And I'm running to freedom.
Now I saw him. Now I didn't. Where? He took off those cuffs so fast.
Yeah.
They don't tighten them far enough for a squirrel.
I can still hear him, but I can't see him.
Yeah. I'm behind the easel.
No, he...
Oh, there are his legs again. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's not really actively trying to escape. He's just standing behind the easel.
Told us where he was.
In his defense, the scorpions seem confused and can't find him. So I'm going to call this... freedom is 9/10 of the law. Fluff, I think you've been acquitted of all charges.
Woo! Oh, always indicted, never convicted.
Hey,
He may have shaken off those charges, but he'll never shake off the charge of being adorable. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Fluff the Squirrel was played by special guest and human cardigan Josh Gondelman. Check out Josh's free weekly newsletter full of pep talks called That's Marvelous at joshgondelman.substack.com. It's also the best place to see updates about his tour schedule. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Joseph Whalen, Teresa Bhagavatula, Kynan, Lauren B., Tomahawk Eastridge, Dominic Ray Googly Elmo, that may not be the correct pronunciation, but it is a fun one, Drena, Patrick Joint, Joe Cabrera, Caribou Kai, and Elizabeth Boxel. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode where, quality arrives after so many years. An episode where I answer questions sent in by patrons. Here's a treasure, clip. Cam Rose, since it's obvious you know a great deal about the secrets of the universe, my question is, what's the best cheese to use in a grilled cheese sandwich? Another cheese question. And does soup always have to accompany it? Thanks, NASA. Now, the question's from Cam Rose, but I'm not sure if Cam is speaking on behalf of NASA. NASA's always trying to get into my business, to be honest, and this is a little transparent. If this is NASA, I'm surprised you would waste this opportunity to ask a sandwich question, but then there's no predicting them. I'll simply take it seriously, which I find is the best revenge. I prefer a combination of cheddar and Swiss. It keeps the palate guessing. Does soup have to accompany it? No, a soup doesn't always have to accompany it if you're not interested in excellence. Thank you, Cam, or NASA. What's your favorite Elton John song? To hear the rest, and you'll want to hear the rest, and to learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Anna Haverman, and as it happens, Anna would like you to know about Wonderlust, a steampunk fantasy D&D adventure set on the frozen island of Wonder, with full immersive sound design from our very own Anna Haverman, and a custom score by Lewis Humanoid. Find the first two episodes now on the Just Roll With It YouTube channel, or by searching Wonderlust JRWI on your favorite podcast catcher. This was Anna's very first plug, and it warms my heart to know that I nailed it. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.